This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning, video games! It's Ben Vernell here, the inventor of the famous introduction to our podcast and co-host of Filthy Casuals. This is a very special little treat for our regular feed. This is one of our episodes from the Patreon bonus feed. This is our 2010 in review episode where we go through the best songs and movies and TV shows and events of 2010. This is the first in a series of episodes we're doing on the Patreon, and we wanted to release it to the regular feed as sort of a trailer for the Patreon bonus episodes. You get these on the $10 a month subscription tier, and you get an episode every single week. So it's basically a second podcast. We call it Nintendo 69, which is hilarious. And yeah, we put as much effort into that podcast as we do our regular one. So if you like this upcoming episode, jump on the Patreon, give it a go. It's only 10 bucks a month. You can hop off after a month, but we have many hundreds of subscribers that allow us to do both the Patreon show and this one, obviously. So if you like it, please do jump on the Patreon. You also get access to the Facebook group for that $10 tier, which has, hundreds of people in there. We're talking about video games and movies and music and books and TV every day. I moderate that. I'm in there all the time. We put events and stuff in there as well, polls, and it's really fun. So yeah, this is basically an hour-long ad for the Patreon. You can sign up at patreon.com/filthycasualspod. That's patreon.com/filthycasualspod. I hope you enjoy it. And we're shagging.
I didn't tell you this before we started recording, but I've been working really hard lately on a project, and I've actually finished it just now.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't buy it. I built it. I created a time machine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It doesn't go back that far. It only goes back.
Sure.
And only for a bit.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the most impressive, because like to travel forwards, you could just freeze yourself and wake up in the future.
Right. No, not, none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
You can go back 10 years.
Yep.
We'll be the same age as we are now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we're it's actually us going back. You're not going into your old body or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to stay in this room.
Okay.
That we're in.
Yeah. Yep.
We're not allowed to stop recording a podcast, or else it will break the time machine. It does rely on a podcast being recorded. Yeah, they're more important than people think.
Right. Yeah.
It's weird that you built this time machine with all these strange conditions.
Yeah.
It's not that I deliberately put the conditions on it. It's just that that's the only way that time travel will work.
Okay, right.
That's the science of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't like put these rules on. This is God's rules. This is nature's unbreakable laws.
It's the new laws of physics.
They're not new. We just didn't know about
them. Well, sure.
Okay. Yeah. These are eternal. We just didn't have podcasts until recently.
Right.
Ricky Gervais was the first person to go back in time. Him and Carl Pilkington and Steve Merchant. So if you want to hop in it, it goes back only like just under 10 years. It'll take us back to 2010.
Okay.
And then we can go to any year from onwards from there. We can only spend about a third of a Patreon episode length in each year.
Okay. Right.
What do you reckon?
I personally am going to pass. It sounds like a largely pointless exercise
sure.
to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could be dangerous. I don't know.
I was just thinking we could do like a decade in review type of thing. Like, it'd be good content. And we'd get to see it again and be like, oh, wow. Remember
from this
that?
Room.
Yeah.
What was this? What did this? We're in Ben's apartment.
Yeah.
What was this building 10 years ago?
I think it was an old brothel.
Perfect.
For the local miners and gold diggers in the area.
Sure. Right.
You know, during the rush.
I mean, children and women who want to marry rich men probably would have something to add to this podcast.
Sure.
So
I have a question.
Yeah.
My hand is raised.
Yeah. You've actually raised your hand.
When we get back to 2010, are we allowed to contact the 2010 versions of ourselves?
That'll break the time machine.
Oh, that sucks. I would love to try and eat the ass of 22-year-old, 23-year-old Tommy Tassolo.
I don't think ass eating was in back then.
Yeah, you'd have to explain. It was 2019. We eat ass then.
Yeah. Yeah.
We moved on from the pussy to the ass.
Yeah.
Dicks are old news. All right. Well, let's just look up some shit on Wikipedia then. And chat about that.
Yeah, this is our decade in review series of episodes. We're going all the way back to almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, next 3 weeks while the regular pod's on a break,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do these. Oh, not on a break,
not
we're
a
still
break.
Releasing.
Yeah.
But it's a game of the year and all that sort of shit.
Yep.
So
we're not allowed to fuck other people.
I'm no longer fucking Ross at the moment. But yeah, we're not going to do 2019 in review again.
Yeah.
Because that's all we've been doing all year.
Mm-hmm.
But 2010, 11, and 12 will be one episode, then 13, 14, 15, then 16, 17, 18.
Yes.
And we'll talk about all the shit that happened and that we liked and watched and did.
Yep.
What were you guys doing in 2010? Because I was just compiling best songs of 2010, and it was remarkable how, just looking through that, I was very easily able to piece together like, oh, this is what I was doing. This is, you know, where I was at in my life just based on, oh, yeah, I listened to that song like every day.
Well, let's start with the music, I reckon, and that'll take us back.
Yeah.
Because honestly, music is one of the things that triggers your memory the most, and I have no idea what I was doing in 2010.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do like music and movies and TV stuff pretty much.
Yeah.
There were events that happened, but like I don't have much to say about the Arab Spring.
Right.
I don't know if I'm the person to tackle that one.
Sure, there's plenty to say about it, but by people who are educated in the topic.
Exactly. I've got a little website here that has like, you know, bits of technology and pop culture and news that we can dip into
if
we want.
Love to do that.
Tommy's the music man.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's got your visual, film and TV mediums.
I do indeed.
Well, so 2010, I guess probably the biggest album that came out.
Can I just ask before you start, actually, I'm sorry. Did you call it 2010 back then or did you call it 2010?
That's a good question.
Oh,
I was so used to saying 2008, 2009. I feel like I was saying 2010, 2011.
Yeah, you're
and only
right.
2012 yes. was when I switched over.
I think I'm in the exact same boat. Yeah.
Largely because of the movie 2012.
Yeah, and the end of the world prophecy.
The Mayans.
The Mayans.
The Mayan Christmas windows.
That's such a niche reference. I think most of our patrons are not from Australia.
Hey, come to Burke Street and you'll get it.
Let's try and work out, what percentage of our audience got that?
We have so
Chime
much to talk about.
Group.
We're talking about a whole decade.
Yeah, okay.
We can't figure out another fake number.
It's also like something that kids like. So maybe some of our Melbourne-based adults wouldn't even necessarily know.
True.
It also didn't make sense. I just said it because it rhymed. It didn't mean anything.
It's also, it's 2012. We're starting at 2010.
Yeah, we got to go 2010.
Special, we're starting at 2010.
Our special episode breaking down everything that was wrong with Adam's joke. It's a 4-hour episode.
When
folks.
We said decade in review, we meant a decade long episode spent entirely in a review.
Reviewing one joke made by one man in a fleeting moment.
I want to hear that music. Boom, 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 boom. Barack Obama is the president. Boom, 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 boom.
What's that music?
That's, Mr. Salmon. Mm. That was Kesha, right?
So 2010 is the year that My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West comes out.
Oh, right. Of course. Okay.
Huge album.
The last good Kanye album.
Probably Kanye.
In my opinion.
I guess Black Skinhead and stuff would have been at him at the peak of cultural
mainstream popularity, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But definitely this one was the thing where people were going, Kanye, man.
Absolutely, yeah.
Still held up by a lot of people as his magnum opus. Mm-hmm.
What's on that one? That's like Monster?
All Monster.
All the Lights.
Yeah.
All the Lights.
Power. Yep.
That's like the football hooligan version. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
I've never really connected with this album as much as some other, well, right. most other people. Yeah. I like it, but I definitely, yeah, I don't know what it is about it.
Mm.
I definitely respect that he's, you know, really gone for it. And I do think it is the, like, ultimate distillation of everything that he was, like,
yeah.
working towards and, like, the progression of what he was doing up until that point.
That's how I think I feel about it. It's certainly not my favorite of his, but, yeah, it's the combination of sort of the classic hip-hop sample stuff that he was doing
yep.
up until then and then sort of trying to change the game and invent almost his own style of hip-hop because it's still pretty unique.
So... was it the one before this would have been 808s and Heartbreak?
Yeah, I think so.
And then before that was Graduation?
Yes.
So yeah. I reckon Graduation was when he got really big.
Right.
There was like the Gold Digger and stuff before that, I guess.
Yes, it was.
But then
yeah.
Graduation was people stronger. Going like, boom, Kanye.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
flashing lights and shit.
Yeah.
So then 808s and Heartbreak,
I think.
Yeah. Was, I think, a bit of a dud.
Right.
Went a little under the radar. I
think a lot of people thought it was a dud.
People love it now, though. It's aged really well.
Yeah. My theory is that a lot of people came into the Kanye world in between 2007 and 2010.
Mm.
And a lot of people who gotten into him after the release. I'm taking my jacket off.
Adam's undressing as he's making this point.
I'm going to reveal my t-shirt.
It's like a burlesque act, which is like actually a lecture on.
Yeah, yeah.
The AV Club burlesque.
Yeah.
Burly-esque. I reckon this would have been
Keep
the first
going.
One they were there.
Keep going.
For the launch of...
Right.
Does that make sense? So they've gotten into Kanye, they've gone, oh shit, he's good.
Yeah.
And then this is the first one where they're part of the zeitgeist.
Right.
That's
right.
Fair. Gets big. Yeah.
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 I think the same thing happened a little bit with Pablo. With right. Life of Pablo.
A whole new kind of.
Because it was so hyped. And yeah. So, and then the weird release method of it like, mm-hmm. oh, it's coming out soon. Oh, no, I'm changing this song. I'm going to fix Wolves and all that.
Mm.
That's my theory.
Okay.
Yep.
Kanye.
Adele, 21. Huge.
Fuck, yeah.
Putting Adele on the map. High Violet by The National.
Yes.
An album that I personally got really into.
Yeah.
And I think took The National into like the next level.
Yeah.
Do you think that they wanted to name it High Violet or the person who asked them what they wanted the album to be named was named Violet? And they went, "Hi, Violet." And she went, "Okay.
All right. I've already written it down and printed it, I guess."
I work quick.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a creative decision.
Pull apart that joke, Tommy.
Smart guy.
It's got to count as a joke to be reviewed, I believe.
I'm charging my phone in Ben's switch at the moment. I'm just going to put my mic down for a second to fix up this situation.
I'll just leave here. It.
I'll just take it out of the thing.
Oh,
put
yeah,
it
okay.
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What else? CeeLo, Fuck You came out. That was like one of the biggest songs of that year.
Yeah. They play that in my gym all the time.
Yeah.
Bad.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's being played because he's canceled,
crook.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dodgy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was spiking people's drinks. He was halfway to Cosby.
Yeah.
The name of my first album.
The one thing about that song that I find very funny is that there's a line in it where he's talking about seeing... this girl, the object of his affection with someone new.
Yes.
Right?
I guess he's in the next box.
Yeah.
And I'm more Atari.
Right. Yeah. So my friend for a long time thought that lyric was, I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more of a Ferrari.
Ooh.
And it's like, who is this like elite gamer girl that's picking an Xbox over like an expensive luxury car?
Do you know, I genuinely have a story about mishearing that lyric too.
Great.
I had a friend who thought that was him saying, I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more retarded. He'd never heard of Atari. He didn't know it and you can hear it.
I mean, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
At my gym, they play the censored version, which drives me wild because the chorus is forget you.
Yeah.
But then you know what's funny?
And it changes the pace of it. And everything. Yeah.
I only noticed this about it the other day. In the censored version, it's there's a bit where he goes, now ain't that some shit.
Yeah.
Which should be censored
and
if it's a censored version. What they do with it is he goes, now ain't that some shit. It's like somehow him just putting more sauce on it is like able to be cleared as like a clean song. Because then there's the backup as well. Now ain't that some shit?
S-H-I-T, swear word. S-H-I-I-T. Not even a word.
Yeah.
Get me in trouble for that one.
That's true.
So it would have been, fuck you.
Fuck you.
The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. Did you get into that album?
Yes,
I love that album.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite Arcade Fire album.
It's a good album.
Yep.
What else? Mark Ronson was releasing stuff, and it was popular, but it was pre-Uptown Funk, where he was... became like the biggest guy in the world.
Was that like Lily Allen, Oh My God type stuff?
It was a bit after that.
Because he did that album that's all covers.
Britney Spears.
Toxic was on that.
Yep. Horn section covers. And then his album after that is all originals.
Yes.
And it's this kind of like sort of 80s-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
It's called Record Collection.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I really like that album a lot.
Yeah.
Weirdly, just because it's the only interesting thing I have about Mark Ronson, on that covers album with all the horn section, there was a singer called Daniel Merriweather, an Australian guy. I went to school with his brothers, and his dad was my primary school teacher.
Wow.
Mr. Merriweather.
I was like, I knew Daniel. He was always a really lovely guy.
So you're 2 degrees of separation away from Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
Which makes you 3 degrees away from Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Which makes you 4 degrees away from Ellen DeGeneres.
Sure.
Which makes you 5 degrees away from Portia de Rossi. Which makes you 6 degrees away from me. Because I saw her once. That's not even true.
I just couldn't
think of a person to get us there.
I am 6 degrees of separation from Arrested Development. One of the great comedy shows.
Yeah.
Because she was in it.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of the leads.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman.
The great Bateman. The great debateman.
LCD Sound System, their, at the time, last album, This Is Happening.
Yeah.
Because they would have broken up the year after.
I don't think they had said that they were going to break up when they put it out.
No.
I think they put it out and then they toured for like a year or whatever.
They had that like New York concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been in 2011, I reckon.
That's a great album. I think that's maybe my favorite album of theirs. And the first track on that, Dance Yourself Clean, I used to listen to obsessively.
Dance Yourself Clean is great. Impossible to get at the right volume level.
Yes.
If you listen to it.
Right.
Always.
I love that about it though.
It is cool, but it's also annoying.
I got it. This was when I would like download all my music illegally through torrents. And I got like an early, like, you know, stuff would leak a couple of weeks out.
Yeah.
Was like so psyched. Burnt it onto a CD. Driving around in my car and was like, oh, I guess I've got like a dodgy download of this.
Yeah.
This is probably everyone's experience because it's the first track on the album too.
Right.
Starts like very soft, like just drumming. So I'm like, got my car radio like cranked all the way up and then it kicks in and just like my speakers, just like my car vibrating.
Yeah.
It's like, this is so sick.
Yeah.
It's fucked. That snare that came in, I remember like fumbling for my old fucking iPod headphones or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's the best LCD Sound System song. Also, Brothers by the Black Keys.
Oh, yes.
Comes out that year, which is kind of like...
Was that like Howlin' For You?
I think it is, yeah. Tighten Up, Howlin' For You. And then the next album they do is El Camino, which is like got Lonely Boy on it, which is becomes huge.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, Brothers is the one, the in-between one, where they're starting to get popular. Howlin' For You became like every radio, like rock radio show's intro song, basically.
Yeah. And I think Brothers is my favorite album of theirs because they're getting a touch more refined and like poppy, but before they go fully into just like really chasing that kind of like rock legacy band kind of thing.
Yeah.
Tighten Up is such a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite of theirs is their second album, Thick Freakness. Fucking great.
Still
just full blues album.
Do we want to go into 2011?
I want to go into 2010 pop songs.
Yeah, right.
I want to know what was on the charts.
Yeah, okay.
For 2010.
Let me just quickly have a squeeze-a-rooney.
I mean, I've got the Triple J Hottest 100, which is skewed towards Australian music.
Yep.
Hugely.
Give us a top 10.
All right. Mark Ronson and The Business International was he was working with. The song Somebody to Love Me. That went over
Somebody
two lines.
To Love Me. Somebody to Love Me. Somebody to love me. Somebody to love. Bow, ba 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 ba.
I don't remember that song.
Me neither.
Art versus Science, Magic Fountain.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The Wombats.
That was them, right?
I don't know who Art versus Science are. The Wombats, Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Adrian Lux.
No idea. No who the fuck Adrian idea. Lux
probably like
is.
Some. Probably would be like some dance.
Some
song.
Dance, cunny.
Yeah, some producer.
Boy and Bear, Fall at Your Feet.
Yeah, I remember that shitty cover of a great song.
Yeah.
Birds of Tokyo Plans, one of the most boring songs to ever be released. Yeah.
The Hottest 100 sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
It certainly sucks this year. Le Swimming Pool.
Oh, yeah.
Dance the Way I Feel.
That's a good song.
I Don't Know It. Little Red Rocket. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Little Red, that Aussie band?
Yeah. R.I.P.
Red Rocket is what you call a dog's penis.
Yeah.
A Little Red Rocket.
Yeah.
Okay. And Angus and Julia Stone, Big Jet Plane was number one.
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
Yeah,
that
all pretty bad.
Terrible. Well, here's the Billboard.
I know where I was, though, for that Hottest 100. I remember we all got really fucking bored of it that year.
Yeah.
Here's the Billboard top 10.
That's the shit I want to hear.
Break Your Heart, Tayo Cruz featuring Ludacris.
No idea what that is.
Number 9, Dynamite, also by Tayo Cruz.
Not a clue who Tayo Cruz is. Cruz.
Is that... I think I know what that is. We're going to turn it up like it's dynamite.
Oh,
is that
fuck.
That song?
If it is, then I do know
yeah.
it.
Yeah, hang on. I don't want to... I'm going to try and play a little bit of it. I don't want to get this too wrong.
Hey, lawyers, stop listening. This
oh, it's
is
in Just
kids
Dance.
Only.
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to skip ahead. Throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
Yeah. Totally
Number 8, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this is peak Lady Gaga time, isn't it? I guess 09 would have been more that, but...
Yeah.
Number 7, Love the Way You Lie, Eminem featuring Rihanna.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams, Airplanes.
Yep. Bob. I remember that song.
Number 5, OMG, Usher featuring Will.i.am.
Omg. I remember that one.
Number 4, California Girls, Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg. I
now
like that
we're
song.
Fucking talking.
That is a good song. Yeah.
That also peaked Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're seeing some people really at their prime
here. Right, because both Lady Gaga and Katy Perry would have burst onto the scene in the previous year.
Or like maybe 08, late 08.
Because it was Just Dance.
Just
was the
Dance.
First Gaga.
And I kissed a girl.
Yeah. Number 3 is so brutal. Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Ooh, one of the worst songs ever made.
Smart.
Yeah.
Hey Soul Sister. Hey there, Mr.
Yeah.
Like it's dynamite.
It's like
I hate that
being
fucking song.
That being like a big song on like the commercial charts, and then Big Jet Plane being such a big song on the alternative charts. It's just like
got a snooze fest.
What a fucking limp year.
Yeah.
Well, this is like around the time 2010, 2011 sort of thing is when like Bon Iver was really popular.
Yeah.
All that sort of boring fucking shit.
Nah, but Bon Iver's good.
Nah, man, Coma bullshit.
I like
Bon Iver's great.
Initial Bon Iver.
Nah.
Because like there was some other folky stuff like Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
But that was, I guess, the more alternative
when
version.
People were fucking pretending that Sigur Rós were good.
I loved Sigur Rós.
Nah, you're pretending.
To have, I mean, it's like that stuff, the like more popular stuff being so dull at the same time that you have, you know, the National putting out this like great album that really cements them. Arcade Fire, like really pushing into like becoming big, you know.
Yeah,
same
yay.
With like LCD, Black Kitty, like these like kind of like artists starting to make these big moves and then this is what's happening in the charts.
Mm.
Number 2, Need You Now by Lady Antebellum? Lady Antebellum?
No idea.
I have no idea what that is.
Let's look it up.
Hang on, I'm going to play a little bit of
it. Lawyers, get out of here.
Need You Now.
Now that the men are out of the room, we can talk about Thrush.
Oh, we can get Brett Blake to represent us in court. It'll be fine.
Need You Now.
It sounds like a corporate training video at the start.
So it's like pop country?
I've heard this.
This has got to be American.
Yeah.
If you played this to me in isolation, I'd go, this came out in 1996.
Yeah, sure. I've never heard that song before.
Yeah, this is one of Shania Twain's B-sides.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, no, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
God, that is bad stuff.
That's American country charts type shit bleeding over.
And then number one, TikTok by Kesha.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good song.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning with a bottle of J.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
Feeling like P. Diddy, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember for the longest time around this period hearing TikTok and Dynamite... And not really knowing, not knowing who they were by or what they were, but thinking that they were kind of the same song.
Yeah, right.
Because like that style, very like.
I remember really disliking Kesha at the time.
Sure.
I don't know why.
It was the thing that she'd been marketed to be. Like, I'm the fucking party girl. Yeah. I like to party.
Yes.
And that there was something annoying about that. It was her and Katy Perry were pitted directly against each other.
Right.
In all their promotional stuff too. And I remember, my phone fell off the fucking thing. I remember people being like picking sides, and I chose the Katy Perry side because it was fun, California girls, and like, like a little more fun. And Kesha was like, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's weird to have Kesha and Lady Gaga getting popular at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they're both kind of going against that. In slightly different ways, but they're both like, "Hey, we're the bad, you know, we're the bad girls."
Yeah, I guess Katy Perry was just like, "What's the like most over the top version of a pop star?
Yeah.
I'll be that."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like super insane. Like the California Girls clip is like the candy fake
the
like
clouds.
Clouds. Yeah. That's just like a parody almost of pop music.
Super fake smile.
Yeah,
big like teethy dance.
Yeah. Big, that's what I think about. Big teethy dance.
You know what I mean, though? And then, like, and yeah, it was Lady Gaga being like, lost my keys, blah, 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 with the Just Dance one.
Yep.
And Kesha being like, I'm fucking drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
And they were like the sloppy girls.
Yeah.
But then Lady Gaga went in the other direction.
Yeah, became like an actual artist.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she always was, but sort of lent more into the avant-garde pop sort of thing, which is cool.
We're talking completely about their portrayal of themselves in the media.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Love that sound.
It's 2010.
2010 still. Oh, I feel like watching a movie now.
Oh, well, guess what happened in 2011? People rated those movies, ranked them, and nominated them for awards.
Oh, nice.
And some of them won. So, the 2011 Academy Awards.
Which annual Academy Awards is this?
The 83rd.
The 83rd annual Academy Awards.
Yes.
A prestigious occasion.
The Best Picture nominees are...
Do it.
127 Hours, directed by Danny Boyle, starring James Franco.
I'm going to do the Tonight Show like jokes about these movies at the time, because it would have been Jay Leno at the time, right? This is right after all the Conan shit.
I think you're right.
Yeah, this would have been...
James Franco hosted...
I mean, just on a Tonight Show.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The TV landscape.
Jay Leno
is
in
this
the Oscars.
James Franco and Anne Hathaway fucking...
Yeah, right.
I'll do a joke about each of these movies, like Jay Leno. 127 Hours. If nominated for an Oscar, that's a long movie. There we go. There's your first one, Kevin. You got any thoughts?
This makes Leno look good.
Yeah.
127. What else is nominated this year?
I'm hesitant to read it. True Grit. The cowboy movie directed by the Coen brothers.
Ah, True Grit. That's what I wish I'd have gotten from the company that I hired, Fake Driveways. But they gave me Fake Grit.
Jeez.
I shouldn't have hired them. Within the name, True Grit.
I prefer a Mad Magazine style parody.
Yeah, okay.
Then this Sylvester the Cat weighing in with waves.
All right, well, Tommy, you do the Mad Magazine names for each of these movies as well.
True Shit.
Right? That's why I pitched it, to be fair.
What's 127 Hours?
Oh,
69 hours.
69 hours. So he's what? Falls down the cliff and then he's trapped under another human being.
He has to suck his own dick off. He has to suck his own dick off to get out from under the rock.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's fired me up.
Rich vein. Okay. The Social Network.
Ah, The Social Network. Oh, that's an interesting movie. In LA, they call social networking pretending to have fun at a party. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't sound like Jay Leno, does it?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Mad Magazine name?
The Antisocial Network?
They'd probably go with Antisocial Network.
Yeah.
Or net, blech. Now they're like every now and then sure. just wedge a vomiting noise that sort of sounds slightly like the original.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, the social net doesn't work. Could be something.
Yep.
The Fighter.
Ah, The Fighter.
Starring Mark Wahlberg, if that helps, Christian Bale.
Starring Mark Wahlberg. It's the second movie named The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg in it. The first one was security camera footage.
Good. Oh, that's good. Actually good.
That's a good joke.
I'll get that bird if I don't.
Hate to say it, the Mad Magazine version, The Pillow Biter. And this is what gets them cancelled and taken off the shelves immediately. Vail Mad Magazine. They flew too close to the sun on this one.
The Fighter. Surely it's The Fighter.
Yeah, The Fighter's not bad.
Winter's Bone. The breakout performance of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, right. Is that Peter Jackson?
No.
Directed that? What did he direct?
Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
The breakout performance of Saoirse Ronan.
Winter's Bone is...
We're going to be here for 3 hours.
Yeah. Winter's Bone is what I call... is me having sex with my wife. It only happens once every winter.
Oh, okay.
During the year. It's some joke about how he doesn't fuck his wife.
Yeah.
Does he have a wife?
Probably I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Got cars.
Winter's Bone.
Oh, Winter's Grown.
It'll be Winter's Grown.
Yeah, Winter's Grown.
Yeah. Inception came out.
Great movie. Yeah. I realized we haven't been talking about these movies at all.
I honestly thought I would list them and then we would talk about them, which is what we're going to do.
Inception. Do the Mad Magazine one first.
Oh yeah, even that's tough.
I mean, conceptually, I don't want to do the impression, but something about how it was people's dreams I was asleep through the whole movie.
Right.
Okay.
Turn that into a joke.
Yeah. Inception. It's a long movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio puts ideas in people's dreams, so I guess Leonardo DiCaprio wants me to fuck a black guy. That's all I've been dreaming about.
Oh, and then he's like, what do you think of that, Kevin?
Yeah. That's all I've been dreaming about lately. That's me, Jay Leno.
I don't know. What's the Mad Magazine part?
Encraption?
Yeah.
Binception? Like throw it in the bin?
Inception. They don't say bin in the States, though.
Right.
Inception. S-H-U-N.
Yeah. They do have some stinkers.
Yeah.
Ineption.
Ineption.
There you go.
Great. Good pull. Black Swan.
Black Swan.
Did you hear my previous joke?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good enough.
Hack Swan.
Yep.
The Kids Are All Right. A film I still haven't seen.
Right.
I've never heard of it.
Kids aren't all right.
The kids are all right. In a few years, that will be a movie about the kids who will go to that one university with the tiki torches, and it'll be called The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, great.
That was going to be my Mad Magazine one.
The Kids Are All Right. Yeah, hey, we've covered it off. Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3. That is the name of the movie that is... instead of having sex with me, my wife uses toys, and it's something to do with that.
Yes.
Buzz. Mm. Woody. I've never seen or heard Jay Leno.
There's so much there that you could have crafted in with joke.
I'm running out of steam.
Vibrator? Woody?
Yeah. No, that was the
sex
point.
Sex toy?
I know, I'm saying it, but I leave it up to the imagination.
Sure, yeah.
Give him a hint of the joke and then let him move on.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Bory?
Yeah, okay.
Or they'd just call it like Toy Story 19 or 7 or something and make it about unnecessary sequels.
Yeah. The King's Speech.
How many fucking movies get nominated?
That's the last one.
I thought we'd be doing like four.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. 10?
Okay.
10.
The King's Speech. Here's the King's Speech. My grandchild is not a pedophile. And he was wrong.
He's so prescient, Jay
yeah,
Leno.
Jay Leno was way ahead of his time.
How did he know all this
People
stuff?
Said he was outdated yeah. and old-fashioned. Yeah. Opposite.
He was circled back around to the yeah. future.
He's doing his monologue jokes while staring into a crystal ball, just like topical about stuff that yeah. hasn't happened yet.
This is more likely. This is a more likely one. They made a sequel already to The King's Speech. They've already made a sequel. It's about Jeffrey Ruth teaching the king how to eat fruit. It's called The King's Peach.
Yeah, that would right. have been on... actually on The Tonight Show.
I don't think he would have said it like that.
Maybe not.
The Mad Magazine one would be, again, this is the sound effects are back, and this one really only works written down, but it'd be like The King's Blech. It's just B-L-E-E-C-H.
You're right. Visually, yeah. that's perfect.
Visually, it works perfectly said out loud, but they're not worried about that.
I can't beat that. I'm sorry.
I'd love to just see inside those writers' meetings where they're like trying to work out a pun that's clever, and then it's like someone raising their hands like, look, I hate to say it. I know this is I offer this up about everyone, but we've been here for hours. We're just going to have to go with the sound effect. I'm sorry, folks.
Oh, my God. We've been here for so long. Can we get Chinese food? No, I don't like Chinese food. Blech. Wait, what did you just say? What, Chinese food? No, none of the other thing.
We're off.
King's Speech, I really liked at the time.
I've never seen it.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Rush is in them.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I've forgotten that. Inception was really cool at the time. Never really got into the whole, it's mind-blowing that a lot of people
yeah.
did seem to think about it.
I liked the structure. I found it impressive, like how it was written, the sort of time things overlapping.
The layers of the...
slow motion of the... Yeah, yeah exactly. The layering of those... Russian doll-like yeah. storylines I thought was cool.
When they interacted with each other as well.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And visually, I think, you know, it was pretty stunning. Like all the folding in fucking...
Yeah,
city stuff.
That's true. I think because this, the Dark Knight would have been his last one before this, and yep. I fucking loved that movie.
Yep.
And I was like a little not as into this one because I didn't feel like it quite hit the same.
I feel I need to rewatch it. I haven't seen it since I saw it in cinemas, and I remember thinking it was incredibly overrated.
Yeah,
I did not get into it. I loved the trailers. I loved the Dark Knight. Was so hyped for it, and then I'm coming out and just feeling like, yeah.
People have been calling it a mindfuck and all this stuff, and I just didn't yeah. get that out of it
yeah.
In the same way that I was hoping to.
I was into Nolan from Memento days.
Yeah.
And so him getting like the Batman stuff, I was like, oh, fuck, this is cool. Like this interesting director who was working with his brother the whole time, who was the writer, who was coming up with all the sort of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And them getting the opportunity to make Inception, I was like so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the big budget version of like the most interesting thing they've thought of.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I found it a little dull on rewatch.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because it's, you know, it's an experience that you can only really get hit with one time once.
Do you know what? I feel like it was the start of that sound effect as well. That
fuck, yes.
dominated trailers.
Maybe trailers, yeah. yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the War of the Worlds robots did it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, honestly, that is the start of a trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Inception. Black Swan's a fucking great movie. Yep. I love that.
Never got us into it either. I thought the right. performances were really good, but I did not give a fuck about the actual story of it.
Right.
This person going, like, losing their mind.
Yeah,
I just didn't, I don't know, there was something about it that wasn't engaging to
right.
me. But I thought it was like a really well-made movie. Mm. Just the main story I wasn't that into. I think it was maybe because of the way it was like, you know those movies that just ignore sort of any examination of mental health in favor of imagine how weird being crazy is.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. The sort of like over dramatization of it.
This cartoon craziness that I felt like that movie was right. dealing with. More than actually kind of a character thing.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, that wasn't, I don't know, I didn't like it.
That's that fair. Much. I think that's a perception or like a perspective on it I might have now if right. I saw it for the first time this year. I think at the time I was just like, well, that was tense.
Dude, did she just fucking eat out Mila Kunis? Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, damn, bro. I genuinely forgot that happens in that film.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Dude, now I fucking get why Mad Magazine called it Black Boner. Bonus Swan.
Yeah, Bonus Swan.
That maybe sounds a little better.
I haven't seen Winter's Bone.
Me neither.
Fighter I really liked. Social Network out of... all of these is probably the one that people still hold up as like, this is an all-time masterpiece.
I haven't seen it since like the cinema back then, and I would love to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah. I've gone back a couple times. It's good.
Yeah.
Especially with how social media is now versus 2010. I feel that's like it might be a lot more of a I don't know, it will change how you view that
movie. Yeah, yeah.
Don't know in which direction.
True Grit, I mean, it's a Coen Brothers movie. So, I mean, I just love it. I think it's great, very sentimental, but like, yeah, pretty intense. Fucking Matt Damon is hilarious in it.
I don't really remember
it. Never saw it.
Oh, it's great. It's a really, really good movie.
Watch it.
Yeah. Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
The best Toy Story.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good
movie. The ending is good. I don't like all of the movie until the last like 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. I think it's the best Toy Story. It's my favorite Toy Story.
Sure.
I think it probably is the best. I'm not a huge fan of any of them. The first one I have a lot of nostalgia for.
Mm. Yep.
But
I think the first one is still the best. Mm. And three, the ending of it is a very nice wrap up.
Yeah.
Two is pretty unnecessary and four is completely unnecessary but kind of funny.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's four.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck. Came out this year.
Do we want to talk TV?
Sure. What was on at the time? Give us like a rundown of what was on.
Friday Night Lights was on.
Oh, baby.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart was at its peak.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Modern Family.
Remember Modern Family? Remember
Not
when
really.
Everyone was obsessed with Modern Family?
So what I was saying before, like 2010 was me living in a share house with my cousin, listen to that Black Keys album heaps, listen to that Arcade Fire album heaps, the National LCD Sound System, and I remember Modern Family just starting to be on.
Right.
And my cousin really loving it, and me and her like watching it like, yeah, every week. Or I think we were even like downloading it.
Right.
It was all right.
Huh?
It was all right.
It was good. Yeah, yeah, it's like funny. It's
I've never
accessible.
Seen an episode
it's
of
cute.
It. It's cute. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Classic sort of just like background sitcom type thing, but it was pretty well written for most of it, I feel like I remember, sort of. But I've completely forgotten everything about it now, so like very disposable kind of TV.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the AV Club's list, and I'm just going to go from their top 10 because I think it'll be interesting in terms of what they as... Oh, and also, I used to love the AV Club.
Yeah.
I used to read it every day.
Same.
It used to be a fucking incredible website with so much coverage.
Same. Right.
Like they recap and review every TV show basically, and it was always very like thoughtful, well-written stuff, and the comments sections were like full of people who were like, I just want to talk about TV all the time.
Right. So is this like Lost era kind of thing?
Pretty much. It's towards the end of Lost. Right. Yeah.
This was like I was working at the government doing a data entry job for like the proceeds of crime department.
Right.
And was just in this area where I just had these boxes of like forms to put into this online system and like pretty easy work, not really monitored, so I could kind of do what I want. Mm. And I would sit there and listen to podcasts and then just like take down everything that was on the AV Club every day. Get in and just be like, I am going to fuck around on the AV Club for, and would be then like shitty that I had like gone through every new article that had gone up overnight.
Same. I would read, I'd be reading stuff, you know, in the morning. And then I'd sort of like, I think 2010 was when I had graduated uni but didn't have a job.
Right.
So had literally nothing going on.
Right.
And so I'd like read it in the morning, have lunch, I'd refresh it, there'd be new articles up and I'd just read them in the afternoon.
I completely missed it.
Yeah,
it's never been a part. I used to like Cracked and that went bad.
Yes. They kind of went, oh no, Cracked went bad first, I think.
Yeah.
Because AV Club got bought by Gawker Media like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they just fucked it.
Yeah, Gawker seems to suck.
Yes. But some of these in the top 10, they're a relic of their time. Cougar Town is listed as the 10th best TV show.
Oh, my God.
Apparently Cougar Town's all right.
I've never seen it, so I can't judge.
Monica.
It's got Monica.
Yep. Yeah.
Who else is in it?
It's the desperate...
Busy Phillips.
Courtney Cox.
Busy Phillips is great. Is it the is it the Desperate Housewives guy? The guy who created that show?
I think so.
I think it is.
But that's at number 10. Nothing much to say about it.
No.
The Good Wife, number 9.
Oh, wow.
Again, another show I've heard is very good.
I watched like an ep of it at random in a hotel once. It just on. I was just like, couldn't. I just, just watched this for like an hour. And kind of liked it.
Yeah, right.
And always kind of meant to give the whole thing a go and then just never go around
to it. It's a law drama.
Yeah.
It's a serialized law drama. It's not like a Law and Order colon law. It's, I think it had like a narrative thing going.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Number 8 is Lost. It is the final season of Lost.
Right.
Which they agree with me saying it was not good.
still the eighth best TV show of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was massive.
And it just wrapping up that journey, I guess, would have been a big deal at the time.
It was on ABC, it was a network show, and it was pretty ambitious.
Yeah.
Like, it's no The Good Wife, which, you know, regardless of its quality, was pretty normal show.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, Lost is wild. It was a sci-fi show.
For a show like that to be happening on ABC is wild.
Yeah. But I loved it. I could do a whole podcast about Lost.
I've never watched it. I should go in.
It's interesting because I loved it, and then it was a bad conclusion.
You realize you've just set up that podcast that you just talked about.
All right. Terriers was number 7.
What the fuck is Terriers?
Dunno. I don't know who was
in
it.
Don't even look it up. Who gives a shit?
It was produced by Sean Ryan, who did The Shield.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So probably Cop.
Yeah, yeah.
Cops. Some people say cops are a lot like dogs.
Here we go, I'll tell you.
I think we're terriers.
A tiny but passionate cadre of fans tune in for great mumbly dialogue and comic misadventures, then got hooked on wrenching plot twists that had them on the edge of their seats, begging these perennial screw-ups to hold it together for one more hour. Oof. Since the show was cancelled, we won't even get that. So that's good. Oh, Party Down is number 6.
Party Down was great.
Great show.
Fucking great show.
I was thinking about that the other day. They had a 10th anniversary thing.
Right.
Like a cast reunion. And it popped up on my feed. I was like, fuck, I should do a rewatch of that show.
Yes.
That's a great one to recommend to anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I reckon it all holds up. Very funny.
Such a good cast. Adam Scott. Oh, so funny.
Who else is in it? It's Martin Starr.
Yes. Ken Marino as Ron, the manager guy.
He looks like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Lizzie Kaplan?
Yes, Lizzie Kaplan. Fucking what's her name? Jane Lynch.
Yep.
And then Megan Mullally is in the second season.
I think it's Megan Mullally. Is it? No, I'm thinking of John Mulaney.
Yeah, you are. It's Mullally.
Mullally.
It's Malala.
Because Glee gets really big in the interim. I think in between season 1 and 2.
That's right. And Jane Lynch
can't
do
it anymore.
To go off.
Who else? But they handle that so well. Like losing such a great cast member.
Because she, Glee.
Yeah.
And
she is. She's either in the first episode or like the last of the season, second season, she jumps back in for some.
Oh, right.
She shows up towards the end. It's just that one season, hey?
Two seasons.
Two.
Is it two?
It's two seasons, right. We're forgetting anyone. It's a small cast, but fuck, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, like J.K. Simmons is a guest.
I might rewatch that one.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, that was.
Wouldn't have seen it since around that time.
That was really like hearing it was good and then getting an import DVD from Amazon in the US.
Yeah.
Being like, fuck yeah, wow. I have this whole series.
And it being initially intended to be a Paul Rudd vehicle.
That makes sense.
Years earlier.
Right.
Because it was created by him and the Veronica Mars guy.
Right.
And then I think Veronica Mars happened. And Paul Rudd just went and became a movie star.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
But so I think he was like...
Veronica Mars and like fucking 40-year-old virgin would have been around the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Anchorman and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Party Down. Number 5 on the list is Mad Men.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the 4th season.
That I makes think? Sense. 2007 mm-hmm. would have been the start. Mad Men is a great all-timer fucking show.
I've only watched 2.5 seasons and I love it.
It just gets better and better as it goes.
Yeah, I just need to watch it.
I was fucking hooked the whole time. Go in hard. Don't stop.
Yeah. from what I've seen, I've loved it. I need the time. I need more time.
It was the beginning, if you don't count The Sopranos, of that whole TV renaissance.
Basically
thing.
That second wave, the golden age. Yeah. After, Sopranos, and was there anything else around that same time?
I don't know if it anything in that same league of what they call like the prestige, I guess like The Wire maybe?
Oh, yeah. And after those was Breaking Bad and Mad Men.
Mad Men, Game of Thrones towards the tail end of that.
Yeah.
All that sort of shit.
Number four on the list is Louis.
Oh boy.
Interesting.
First season. Their choice for the best new show of that year.
It was pretty groundbreaking in some ways.
It was a good show.
Yeah. Let's remove the 2019 view on it. Great show.
Yeah, I did like that show a lot.
The fact that he wrote and directed and edited and all of it himself was a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
Every episode was just its own self-contained short film.
Yeah.
Sometimes multiple stories.
Pretty arty and weird at times.
Yep.
Mm.
Pretty grounded still.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yep. I love him off camera.
That's what I was going to say before. The show that I think essentially put a stop to Party Down by casting Adam Scott was Parks and Recreation.
Right.
That is number 3.
Yeah, right.
What season would that be in then? Like three or something by now if Adam Scott's showing up?
I don't think... he's not in it yet.
Right. But, okay, but so that'd be in like season two maybe. I think,
yeah, one or two.
Because the first season I remember being bad, or like for half of that season.
Pretty takes a little while to get going. Yeah.
They like changed a couple characters around. They got rid of one of the dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The male lead.
Yeah.
The love interest.
He was really boring.
Apparently I think the reason was... in terms of working with him, like they were not, it was not going well.
Right. Well, like, yeah, it was just, it was all very different for that first bit. And like they started to really hit it when Rob Lowe and Adam Scott came in.
Totally.
I remember initially being like so burnt out on the like mockumentary format at that point.
Right.
And it really being stretched into like loving it in The Office and it feeling like a very fresh way of presenting a show.
Yeah.
But Modern Family is very guilty of this, of like, so why are we following these people around? And then stuff is happening where you know that the documentary crew would just not be there.
Yeah.
Like these private conversations and stuff that people are having, and it's like, well, why? And, you know, stuff's happening and you're seeing like both, like multiple angles of it. It's like, this just doesn't register with the believability of this thing.
Totally.
And Parks and Rec coming off the back of The American Office and everything. And just like, fuck, is every sitcom now just going to be this where you've got like the talking head interviews and stuff? So it took, and that combined with the quality being pretty low in the first season. Yeah. But then, around season two, I think I got into it in a pretty big way.
I never got into it, really. Right. Yeah.
I got into it as well. I ended up watching all of it.
Right.
And I really liked how positive it was.
Yeah.
Sure.
In a, like, you know, in a very American way, American sitcom way, but it was a nice difference at the time where everything was like these kind of down characters. Like I really liked 30 Rock at the time, but it was like about this person who thinks she's a bit of a loser.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Like The Office is about this fucking awkward guy who sucks.
Yes.
Called Jim. And
number two, Community.
Sure.
Community really grated on me.
I loved it for two seasons and then I hated it for the rest.
Yeah.
I really entirely flipped on it.
There was a period of time where I was into it, but not massively into it.
Right.
I was like upper medium and just went down from there.
Mm.
Agreed.
Just the guy in general. Because like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I mean, Rick and Morty's good, but... the same shitty things I think apply.
Yeah.
Certainly with the fan bases. I remember Community's fan base being a bunch of fucking idiots.
That thing that people fucking always go on about, the six seasons in a movie, that's a Community thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh, that annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that's kind of the problem with Rick and Morty. When it gets self-referential, I hate it.
Yeah.
When it's just doing its thing, then it's cool. But when it starts going like 100YearsRickandMorty.com, all that bullshit is like, oh, stop sucking your own dick.
I can forgive
that. What
are
you trying to escape from that rock?
I can forgive that a little more when it's in a cartoon. A live action thing doing that seems way more grating to me. But I know what you mean. I do overall agree that, get fucked. That's my take.
Breaking Bad is the number one.
Yep.
It was, I think, the second season?
Would have been maybe, two or three.
Which probably topped its remarkable second season with 13 episodes full of... Oh, maybe it's three then.
Yeah. I think 2008 was the start of that.
Yeah.
This is when I think I played catch up with one and two, and then from three, from the start of three, I was watching it week to week.
Yeah.
Same.
And I had two good friends
Like halfway through three.
Yeah. We'd download it like Monday night. It'd be good to go. Hot off the torrent.
Mm.
I had two friends that would come around and just like every Monday night, and they like the ep where the dude gets run over by a van that Walt's driving.
Yeah.
Just the three of us sitting in my living room going, fuck me. Just like stuff like that happening at the end of every ep. Like the real start of just this like massive cliff. Yeah. Setting that standard of like really having to like go for massive moments in each ep.
I was watching all of these shows,
right?
Pretty much, except for like those ones down the bottom, the Cougar Town.
Yeah.
I remember watching in one go every week on like an old CRT TV I had in my bedroom. 30 Rock, The Office, fucking Breaking Bad, Mad Men,
yeah,
all of these things, and I just watched them all in a go.
Right.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And The Daily Show as well. I chuck in there and The Colbert Report.
I was a huge Colbert fan.
Great.
More so than The Daily Show. I don't know how I was watching it. I guess I was torrenting it.
I definitely was. Yeah.
I mean, like, as in, it wouldn't have been like LimeWire at that stage. It would have been torrents by that
point. It would have been torrents by then, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was watching that every day. It was coming out.
It was fucking awesome. In terms of events, and also just what time is
we've
it?
We've gone for 50 minutes. We're going to have to do a year an episode or something.
I was going
to
say, let's do a fucking year an episode.
Yeah, sure.
I'm happy to do that. I mean, if people
it's the
say
end of a fucking decade, like why not? Yeah,
it's a decade, and I'm loving talking about this shit.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah.
In terms of like events and shit that are going on in 2010, we know what we were watching. We know what we were listening to.
Yes.
But where were we in 2010? Apple releases the new iPhone 4. How fucking crazy is that?
Oh, shit, yeah.
iPhone 4 comes out that year.
I think that might have been the first one I got, maybe.
I think the same, that's what I never got in on the was it the first one was like the iPhone 3G?
It was just the iPhone, and then the iPhone 3G was the two. And then I think there was another one that was the iPhone 3 that was like a 3GS or something equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
So the 4 was the first proper kind of new type of one, I think.
Yeah, right.
It didn't have that circular back.
Yes, yeah.
It had the square sides.
This bleeds into 2011, but that 2011 is when I got my first full-time job.
Yeah.
And my first smartphone, and it was that. It was the iPhone 4. It
might have been the 4S. Came out the year after. Not to be a historian.
No, well, it would have been in March.
Sure, then that would have been a 4.
Yeah.
Did you have the antenna problems? That's what this thing's
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember people talking about it.
Yeah. You had to just like hold the whole side of it or something and that fixed it because it had the antenna up the side. And they released the iPad as well.
Yes.
That was the start of proper tablet shit taking place. I remember the iPad coming out and not understanding what it was for.
Yeah, same.
I thought it was the dumbest thing.
Just the superfluous, like, dumb rich person thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, because it kind of was at that time.
Yeah.
So
I have a laptop. Yeah. I watch stuff on that. But now I use mine all the time.
Right.
iPads are the funnest one.
Right. Yeah.
All your fun shit happens on an iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Your pornography.
Right.
Android phones, though, in this year started to outsell Apple, which is crazy as well in the smartphone market.
Yeah.
We're talking the height of Justin Bieber here. I'm surprised he wasn't in that top 10.
Yeah.
He was still riding a thing.
Yeah.
He maybe, I think that was just Billboard's from the end of the year. So he probably was in the charts at some point.
Sure.
Over the year. But
what name a Justin Bieber song?
Baby.
All right. That's the only one I could name.
Sorry.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Friends.
Nah, don't know it.
I love Friends.
Me, Justin Bieber.
I'm more of a Seinfeld fan.
Those Chilean miners.
Oh, yeah.
That was this year. Remember them?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Do you reckon they sucked each other off down there?
knew that a Chile today. Turns out those Chilean miners, they're actually fucking each other off. James Franco's called up to issue a lawsuit for stealing his idea.
I love the setup to that one being news out of Chile today.
if he's actually doing the news.
But also, it would be great if they flipped and it's like monologue jokes start like that and then news broadcasts are starting with like, have you guys seen this? Have you heard about this?
Seen this? Have you heard about this?
There's a bunch of sad fuck shit.
Yeah.
As there will be in every year that we talk about for the coming however many weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is when SpaceX was starting to kick off.
Okay.
SpaceX was doing one of its first launches.
Yep.
So that sucks. If it weren't for that, Elon Musk wouldn't be... whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
The work is important, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. I like that there's a crazy rich guy out there trying to make new technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supervillain. Yeah. There was a big oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
That wasn't the BP one, was it?
It was the BP
one.
It
was.
BP Deepwater Horizon.
Because that was fucked. Yeah. That was huge. That was like the biggest story of the year.
It was. That's why I've been able to find it.
Well, thanks for clarifying.
And the global financial crisis was kind of continuing here, starting to level out a bit. Because I think next year is when you start getting the Occupy Wall Street stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I've got US prices for the cost of living in 2010.
Okay.
How much do you reckon a dozen eggs in the United States of America cost in 2010?
Ooh.
How much is a dozen eggs here? Like
now, I don't know, like $4.
Yeah, it's like it depends on what type of eggs you want to get, but you're spending anywhere from like $3 to $8.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Oh yes, I'm thinking of free range in a 6-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a dozen though.
Right.
A dozen in America in 2010. $2.
Okay.
$3.50.
$1.37.
Holy fuck.
And they're complaining about a financial crisis.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like the real crisis would be down at the egg farm.
Yeah, it's poor little chickens.
Now, what about a loaf of bread? Now, loaf of bread here, pretty cheap.
Yep.
What are you paying for a loaf of bread here? $3.50?
Sure, yeah. About the same as a little thing of eggs.
$1.
Yeah, I'm going to say 80 cents.
$2.49.
Woo!
Now, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
To have a dozen eggs be almost half the price of a loaf of bread.
One loaf of bread, too.
Yeah.
Just the singular one.
Yeah.
Not even a dozen.
Yeah. Wow.
Just a real topsy-turvy world up there. I don't know how much a gallon is, but a gallon of gas was $2.73. Is a gallon like 2.5 liters?
I think so.
Is that about right? Maybe 3.5?
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's about the same as him.
Yep.
Average cost of a new house, $232,000. So about 500,000 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. That's interesting.
If you say so.
that's most of the 2010 stuff. I can't.
Yeah, right.
I think, was that the Soccer World Cup 2010? Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
Because I was at Vuvuzelas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Yes. Yep. And then they started popping up everywhere.
And they got banned.
Yeah.
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 Well, a lot of interesting cultural stuff happening.
Yeah.
Like starting to kind of take flight.
Like the lack of a role of, there's no social media shit really. Here we go. Is this for, 2010 top 10 events. 2010 Winter Olympics, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Icelandic volcano. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It erupted and no planes could go anywhere.
I remember that, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember South Park was on.
Yes.
There was that guy with the bomb in Times Square, and it was like in his shoe or some shit.
Oh, right. Shoe bomb.
Do you remember it was in a car and it failed to detonate?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they were talking about shoe bombers and underwear bombers and shit around this time.
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that.
WikiLeaks.
Oh wow.
Fuck.
Remember WikiLeaks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's when that's starting to kick off.
We stan our whistleblowing king.
I'm throwing my shit on the walls in protest. I don't reckon he actually did that. They lied about that.
Right, just to make him sound more crazy.
I remember this. North Korea, South Korea tensions.
Oh.
That classic 2010 news story that will only take place here.
It takes you back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know where I was.
I'm not reading out the sadder stuff. That's not out of disrespect.
Yeah, that's
it. If there's anything that you remember from then that affected you, I'm not reading it out because it was horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for what happened because I caused it.
Jesus.
Can I jump in with, we did the best picture. But
yes.
Just quickly. What about the, I've got here the top grossing movies.
Great.
Of 2010.
Nice, yes. Nice,
give
nice,
us a
nice.
Flavor.
Give me that gross.
Number one, Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Alice in Wonderland.
Ugh. Oof. The Burton remake.
Oh, with the big fucking head. On the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, Iron Man 2.
Yeah. So that's a crazy thing about this decade as well that we'll get to.
Yeah.
All the Marvel shit pretty much is this decade.
Yep.
Yeah, because 2008 was the start.
Yeah.
Iron Man was 2008.
And that was Incredible Hulk too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it explodes.
Incredible Hulk 1. There'll never be an Incredible Hulk 2.
No.
Number four, the Twilight Saga Eclipse.
Right. Was that the third one?
Fourth. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think New Moon might have been the third one.
Okay.
Dark Moon.
Oh, yes.
Number five, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Sure.
Right.
Number six, Inception.
Number five is surprising.
Mm.
Alice in Wonderland above Harry fucking Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, those shitty Disney ones are just, they're just massive.
Number seven, Despicable Me.
Minions are kicking off. Minions,
yeah.
I'll tell you something. We were looking up a Wikipedia yes. article just for the 2010s in general before this. Mm-hmm. I had all the different sections, you know, war and economics and society. There was a culture one. I was like, well, culture is probably the one we're going to be talking about the most. Open it up. First picture, big old fucking minion.
Yeah.
Right brutal. There. Minions are one of the worst things about this entire decade.
Yeah, yes. Agreed.
Their political views are some of the most problematic. I can't believe their views on vaccination.
Number 8, Shrek Forever After.
Great.
Number 9, How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Number 10, Tangled.
Okay. Right. Interesting. If you want to make a lot of money with a movie, make sure kids can go see it.
Yes.
That's the rule.
Yeah. Number 15, Grown Ups.
Oh. Oh, yes.
That's so crazy. This was a world without Grown Ups too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, damn. I was in a share house as well.
Yep.
I was living in a share house.
Yeah, I was still living at home. I just went through uni. I never moved out until I finished uni and got a job.
Damn.
I was in a bedroom with no windows.
What the fuck?
No privacy between, and like just these like folding doors between me and the living, like an actual door in the corridor, and then just like these slatted kind of like a pantry door.
What suburb?
North Carlton.
Right.
72 Drummond Street, North Carlton.
Okay.
I loved living in North Carlton.
That's a good area.
And this is when I was working in the city of the government. I just like literally walked down my street into the city, and the building I worked on was on the same street. So just like load up the iPad with like, this is me getting heavily into podcasts like Comedy Bang Bang and WTF. Like that's all starting to kick off around this time.
Yeah.
So listening to that, listening to the Carlos Mencia interview on the walk into work one day, just
fuck.
That was the biggest shit in the world at this time. Was like, Carlos Mencia steals jokes.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you do comedy for a bit longer. You're like, oh, everyone.
But just being able to hear like for free a discussion about that kind of stuff, about niche stuff or that appealed to you was just like, this is fuck. But also like to remember a time when if I wanted to listen to an album on the walk to work, I had to make sure I had it downloaded in the library.
Mm.
iPhone synced up with that. Same with the podcast, like downloaded, double check, make sure it actually like loaded up on the iPod.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember in my head what redesign of YouTube would have been the current one at the time.
Oh, yeah.
If it had like the little gray buttons and that sort of shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then like what sort of shit was on YouTube that I was watching, what we're talking about in the way of memes.
Yeah.
Because memes are happening all this decade.
Yeah.
That's when they're kicking off. Fuck. Maybe we need to do a meme history recap.
When did auto-tune the news start?
Earlier than 2010, I reckon.
Oh, really?
I reckon.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I can look up your first auto-tune news video if you like. Yeah, that was definitely early. Like the fact that that was so innovative and cutting edge at the time, it felt like this ridiculous thing where now if someone was like, hey, look, I made Donald Trump go, where is it? You'd be like, fuck off, that's so funny.
Yeah. And bad lip sync, what was it called? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, bad lip reading.
Bad lip reading.
That
was
a little later, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
Songify the news. Or April 10th, 2009.
Oh, so
to present.
Close.
Quite.
That's
so
fucking wild.
But it was popular in 2010.
I'm going to look up the most watched videos on YouTube.
I'm going to go to the toilet because I'm busting for a piss.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay. Go. Well,
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's heaps. Yeah.
Yeah. We could do this for a full year, I guess.
Yeah.
We can do all that stuff for like, the 2011 one. We can build that in.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
We'll do 2011, as it was known at the time. thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
And we'll see
Happy New Year and shit as well, I think, depending on when this comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's already happened. But either way.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.